Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
So, Bill Owens, you have two announced opponents in the 2014 election. You've learned a great deal about running for re-election. You keep winning. What is it that you, as a Democrat in a Republican area, often not all Republican, but pretty well balanced, have that makes people vote for you?
In my view, I think that one of the things that I communicate to people is that I am a moderate, I am reasonable, I want to know what the facts are, and I'm not afraid to say, you know, we shouldn't have walked down that path, we need to change direction and go in another direction. I think that people respect that. I also think that the folks who know me and who communicate to other people in the district know that I am now what I was before. That is a moderate, reasoned person who's interested in accomplishing whatever the goal might be at a given time. So I think that that message gets out there. I think that people appreciate that. I try very hard not to take swipes, if you will, at the other side. I think that that's not good business, whether it's politics or it's anything else for that matter. I think that you need to build the view that this should be, in fact, a civil discourse, that we should be able to reach reasonable, common sense solutions to complex problems.
So you are on the Appropriations Committee. Now, that's a very important committee when you're a so-called appropriator. But, of course, you have more power if you're in the majority than if you're in the minority. So my question for you is, what are the chances that Democrats, in your opinion, could take back the House of Representatives in the next election?
Well, at this point, I would say to you that I think it's about 50-50. If people remember what just happened, I think that it stays in that range. It's a tough uphill battle because there are very few purple districts, if you will, like mine, where there is the possibility of change from one party to another. In most cases, if you get a change in the seat, it's simply a change from one R to another R or one D to another D.
Mm-hmm. What do we know about the memory of people? In this case, you see a poll that says that we don't want to see the Republicans return. It's a year in advance. We know memories can be short, but how short?
That's certainly an interesting question. I suspect with something of this level of drama associated with it, this much coverage associated with it, that people's memories will be, I think, fairly strong. And I suspect people are going to continue to be unhappy. However, having said that, if we move towards a more reasonable approach to problems and we begin to solve things, then I think we're in a different game completely. And stepping away from the political, my goal is to make sure that we get the problem solved, irrespective of what political impact that has, because that's what people really want.
So we're talking about things like the immigration bill and the farm bill?
Exactly. We're talking about that. We're talking about not having another shutdown in either January or February. We're talking about getting a long-term deal that allows the government to function at least until the next Congress. Those are the kinds of things that people want. Those are the kinds of things I want to deliver.
You know, you make a very interesting point, Bill Owens, and that is the Democrats obviously have benefited greatly in terms of the politics of the situation here. So why wouldn't we think that the Democrats would say, okay, I dare you, make my day, go ahead and do it again closer to the election?
I understand the politics of that. I would find that totally unacceptable. Because I do not think we should be making those kinds of decisions on a political basis.
Well, of course, you would have to say that, wouldn't you? I mean, I'm not calling you a liar by any means, but isn't that inner self? Isn't there somewhere that you think, oh, boy, you know, if they do it again, they're going to lose the House?
Well, that is not appealing to me, either intellectually or emotionally.
Okay.
It's just simply not appealing to me. I didn't do this at age 60, to be engaged in that kind of gamesmanship. I did this because I wanted to make a difference.
We have about 3 minutes here. Give us an analysis of what Speaker Boehner is going through here. You know, in the end, he folded. Did he know, do you think, that he was going to fold all along, which would make him some Machiavellian politician? In other words, he played to the right, and at the last minute he said, go away.
You know, that, again, not being inside their caucus, my sense is that maybe he was surprised by what happened in the Senate, particularly when they got 81 votes to
put a stop to it.
To put a stop to this.
Yeah.
That may have been a real shock. I think he might have thought it would have passed 61 with 61 votes. I think he was surprised by 81 votes. So, again, I don't know the tactics that he was playing out. I think that left to his own devices, not being pushed by the extreme right of his party, I think we would have had a deal much earlier. In fact, we may not have even had a shutdown.
Do you think the fact that we had a shutdown is disgraceful?
Is disgraceful?
Yes.
I do. I think it's a terrible outcome for the public. Cast the United States in the aggregate, I think, in a very poor light. It puts us in a position where I think it does, in fact, weaken us in the world. And that, to me, is very problematic, which is why I answered your previous question the way I did, because these are bigger issues than politics.
So if Boehner is weak in his party and loses leadership, which I don't think is going to happen, but you're the one who's closer to it than I am, then Cantor and Ryan come next. That could spell some real problems for Democrats as well as for moderate Republicans.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that Boehner is not likely to lose his seat.
For just that reason, probably.
For just that reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever talk to Republicans about this? And do they ever give you a sort of across the aisle wink and a nod and an understanding of what happened?
Oh, I talk to them. There's probably 24 Republicans that I talk to. However, those people tend to be the moderates. So they're sitting there saying, this is wholly unacceptable, but we can't move the line, if you will. So that gets us into...
We can't weaken Boehner, too, right? Because otherwise we get these other guys.
Exactly. So they're caught in a little bit of a Hobson's choice. And that's very problematic. So,
and we may get a primary.
So... you know, all of those things make it very difficult for these guys, and I appreciate that fact, but at some point, you need to make sure, we need to be able to, moderate Democrats need to be able to support moderate Republicans. We need to give them some help in this process, and that's certainly something that I've been working on throughout the entire shutdown and will continue to work on as we go forward.
Well, Bill Owens, always wonderful to talk to you. When we come back the next time, let's talk about all those things that are queued up, ready for passage, okay?
Sounds good, Alan.